This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
713-572-4610 to get in. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Seth Payne with you till 6 o'clock. Getting you through this weather. We'll keep you updated. We're going to throw it back. Might touch on the Texans-Chargers game a little bit as well. Keep it locked. More with Seth Lopez Landry next.
Really bad storms, of course. Everybody needs to be safe. Your property hopefully is not suffering severe damage. I talk about Lewis Flory and ability trees all the time, and this is where he thrives. Unfortunately, these things happen far too often. I'm going to give you the number. Save it. You'll need it. 281-441-4179. 281-441-4179. Lewis Flory can help with whatever property damage you have with on your trees, et cetera. And certainly he can make your trees, when this passes, and it will, there's going to be some good days ahead. He can make sure your home and your trees stay safe and less susceptible to wind and storm damage. He's a third-generation arborist, 40 years as a licensed arborist in the greater Houston area. Put the number in there. Hopefully you don't need it now, but if you do, 281-441-4179, 281-441-4179. AbilityTrees.com, Houston's leading tree care professionals.
and Seth Payne. Seth Payne in with us till 6 o'clock. We're going to get through this weather together. Bottom line right now, they're giving updates as we speak, but both sides of I-10 are closed off. They've closed off the tunnels downtown.
I-59 northeast toward Cleveland outside of Kingwood and Humble.
Just stay off the roads if you can. And if you are out there right now, just, man, just, I don't even know.
Stay safe, stay high and
dry. Stay safe. If there's any doubt, don't make it happen. We'll be with you here till 6 o'clock on Sports Radio 610. Seth Payne with us as well.
We'll keep you entertained, keep your mind off things as best we can, but we will give you updates such as Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo is talking right now. We'll just give you the highlights of that as best we can.
Yeah, we'll let you know. But right now it's been proclaimed a disaster, and just try to stay off the roads. If you're at work right now and there is a route home, your boss surely is going to understand and let you go. Now, I can't speak for every, your boss or anything, but if you can get home, you probably just need to get home. But recommend staying off the roads. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Seth Payne here. We're throwing it back. We're not going to sit here and break down the cover two, cover three, all that kind of stuff. We know the Texans got a big game on Sunday. We'll get to that tomorrow on Football Friday. But in the spirit of throwing it back, we have given Seth Payne a homework assignment, and he is going to the best of his ability, give his own version of one of the segments that he used to do with his former co-host on Mad Radio. Take it away, Seth. It's one of those days, baby.
This is a hard one. I was mulling over during the break what I should do that would do it justice. I thought about Bill O'Brien's clock management, but I've kind of already melted down to myself about that one. I thought about Antonio Brown's shenanigans, and then it hit me. What would Mike get most irrationally upset about and perhaps blame an athlete for something that was beyond his control? It would be nothing other than Sam Darnold allowing himself to get mononucleosis. Mono! Mono! He would say it three times. Mono! Mononucleosis! Can you believe it? I want to name three names for you. Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. What unites those three great quarterbacks and many others like them?
They never got mono.
They never missed out. Joe Namath polluted his body with all manner of microorganisms, and I'm not even sure that penicillin existed when Joe Namath played, and he dragged his ass in to play football because he respected the game. You have denigrated and besmirched the great name of New York Jets who came before you when you allow yourself to be put down by a tiny bacteria or a virus or whatever the hell mononucleosis is made of. Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko, Curtis Martin, and Wayne Krabet.
Did they
all shake their heads in shame that you have done this to your team? This year where you were supposed to take the angelic Adam Gase and Adam Gase with his shifty little beady eyes, we're going to somehow march this franchise back to respectability. You have brought shame to them in the most shameful of ways, the kissing disease. There you go.
So that was good.
I put that together in short order.
That was very good.
Oh,
very good.
My goodness.
That's a meltdown. What are we going to do next, J-Lo? Celebrity birthdays.
I got them right now. We can do celebrity birthdays right now, and we'll get your running commentary. Do we have a celebrity birthdays? What was the sounder on that? I'm putting Figgy on the spot.
I feel like every show does this.
All I know is that Jim Mudd used to have to spend like 2 hours putting. They would do celebrity birthdays, and they would play clips.
Oh, that's right.
From each celebrity. They would do clips from their movies and all of that stuff.
Okay, well,
so we're not going to do that.
We'll just comment on.
We'll comment on these blokes.
Pretty famous day for birthdays. My birthday is not that famous. I'll go through it.
Mine's February 12th.
We got some good celebrity birthdays today.
Who do we have today? I'll start with James Lipton turns 93. He's from the.
Who is that?
He's from the. What's it called? The.
I don't know.
The Hollywood. So when the sit down interviews that he always had with all the Hollywood stars.
In a classroom?
Yeah.
No, and Will Ferrell does an impression of him on Saturday Night Live, or used to.
Yeah.
So I'll start with a stack of questions.
Exactly.
And,
yeah. Jeremy Irons turns 71.
Well, his career, 71? 71. Oh, I was thinking of, isn't there a Jarrett Irons?
Best, he's one of the best bad guys that you'll ever come across.
Okay.
Remember Sherry O'Terry from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, what happened to her?
Yeah, what is she doing?
She looks Sherry O'Terry.
Did she have some face work done?
Looks like it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
She's in that.
She was in Liar Liar, Saturday Night Live. She turns 57.
Liar Liar was a good movie.
That'll make you. Trisha Yearwood.
Wait, Sherry O'Terry was the one that did the cheerleader thing with Will Ferrell, mm-hmm. too.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. That was her for sure.
So Trisha Yearwood,
wasn't she married?
She's married to Garth Brooks.
Was married to Garth Brooks.
No, still.
Or she's still married?
Yeah, happily. Don't divorce him.
I'm sorry.
The one couple still going.
She's 55.
She's in Love with the Boy was her number one hit. Remember that one?
Yeah.
Does she still perform, or does she just get up on stage with Garth every now and then?
She does cooking shows.
This guy here is skipping over some good ones.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm worried about
saving the best for last.
I'm leading to something here.
Just like in that.
I'm leading to something here. All right. So y'all remember Allison Sweeney, right?
No.
From American Pie?
No.
Oh, okay. She was the brunette
Stifler's
exchange
mom.
Student.
Stifler's mom.
Yeah. Oh, Stifler's mom. Yeah. Stifler's mom.
All right. That's Chris and Elizabeth Shannon, exchange
the other
student.
One.
Nadia.
So Allison Sweeney?
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon turns 45 today.
What a legend. He's going to be around for like 25 more years.
He's one of the most multi-talented.
Post Malone's taking Justin Timberlake's spot, too, as like the new favorite of Jimmy Fallon.
Post Malone?
Is it his birthday?
No.
Oh, keep him out of this segment.
Shout out to Grapevine.
Do y'all know who Bill Simon is?
Lopez, you oversold the hell out of this. You said we got some good celebrity birthdays. I haven't heard of half these people.
Trisha Yearwood.
Yeah, we can't. Yeah, the
Jimmy
celebrity
Fallon.
Birthday can't be, hey, is this person a celebrity?
Yeah.
Sherry O'Terry, Trisha Yearwood, Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon's not big for you?
I mean, he's
big.
No,
Jimmy Fallon's big.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's done what I didn't think he could do because he used to just be the guy that couldn't stop laughing on Saturday Night Live.
Yes.
And then he gets this gig and it turns out that he's actually got way more talent
George
than
Springer's birthday.
It is?
George
what?
Springer's birthday? Really?
Yeah, okay. Happy birthday, George.
Yeah, he didn't make it. I guess he's no Sherry or Terry around here.
George Springer, who's so much older than you expect him to be, because I'm guessing is he 28 now?
Tell me if this is good enough for you, all right? Smart ass.
Jesus. It's not Jesus' birthday. Who?
Adam West.
Who is that?
Batman.
There's like 30
Batman.
Of those.
No, he's the original Batman.
The original Batman. He does the
Family
Guy.
He's on the
Family
Guy and everything.
And all
that
stuff.
Yeah. Oh, George is 30 today. George Springer is.
Yep.
Do you know Mama Cass?
Nope.
Yeah, she died.
The Mamas and the Papas?
It's untrue that she choked on a ham sandwich. That's false.
Really?
She's the one from Mamas and the Pops that had a really, really nice, beautiful voice, but she was kind of heavy.
All the leaves are
and
brown.
They started a cruel rumor about her when she died that she had choked on a ham sandwich. It was just some joke that somebody made, but it actually caught on like an urban legend.
About a ham sandwich?
Do you think Elvis really died on the toilet?
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I would imagine he did.
He doesn't get enough credit for how much of a pedophile he was, by the way. He gets a free pass.
I don't
pass.
Think you want credit for that.
Not credit, but he gets a free pass for that.
Well,
Priscilla was like 15 when he was dating her.
Well, it was the South back then. It was.
They ended up getting married, but still, he was still dating 15-year-old.
They actually met when she was 14.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he's like a song about
it's
it.
It's true.
No, he's
not
Kelly.
Mixing him up with Jerry Lee Lewis?
No.
Like,
no.
Are you kidding?
No.
But see, Jerry Lee
Priscilla
Lewis
was young, man.
Married his cousin who was 13.
Now, they might have been in love, but they were doing it. She was very young, Elvis.
How old was Priscilla?
Yeah, she was young.
She was really young, dude.
I don't expect Landry to
14.
Know.
14. How old was he?
I think like 19.
Well, now wait a second, though. Did they meet at that age and then start dating a few years later?
Maybe that's how he got away with it. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Not trying to diminish the king, mm-hmm. but...
Well, but that was, I mean, back in the South at that time, people would get married in the Deep South.
Seth,
like, yeah.
You know how many bad things you could justify by saying back in the South at that time?
Listen, about George Wallace, who's the thing? It was a different time.
George Wallace.
We just, good point, Landry. It's a very good point.
All right. National Weather Service has just extended the flash flood warning for our area till 4:30 p.m. So it continues to be out there.
713-572-4610 if you want to get in. The lines are open. We're going to put a bow on this edition of In the Loop.
Hold on.
With Landry and Lopez. You got another celebrity birthday or
something? No, I'm saying, but we're going to go on.
Yeah, but we're going on. But then we're gonna start a new time slot.
Change music.
But
plus, I'm annoyed at all these people. Like, people are pointing out that various people whose birthday it was are dead. It's still their birthday.
Yeah, of course,
just because you die doesn't all of a sudden stop being your birthday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Come on. It's the day you were born.
Is
that Will actually going?
Adam West is dead. Yeah.
No,
great.
No kidding.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We'll put a bow on In the Loop. We're gonna be in for Clinton Camla today. So keep it locked here. We'll get through this weather together. We'll keep you updated. We'll keep you entertained. We're going to put a bow on this, and then we'll go to the next show for the 16th time that I said that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.